Penguin Random House Audio presents Empty, a Memoir. This is the author, Susan Burton. Prologue, 1991. August, a campsite in the Catskills. Dark, after dinner, tents pitched, bear bags hung. 10 freshmen and 2 upperclassmen in a circle around a fire pit. All of us dirty after 4 days on this wilderness orientation trip. Most of us bonded. Slips of paper are passed out, and we are given the instruction, write down what scares you about going to Yale. The slips are so small there's room for maybe 1 sentence. No names, the exercise is anonymous. I rest my slip on a rock and try not to press too hard with a ballpoint pen. We put our sentences in a baseball hat and then pass the hat around. You can't get your own fear, a counselor says. And when one boy picks his own slip, he returns it to the hat. When the hat comes to me, I reach in, pull out a slip, unfold it, and am startled by the gravity of the words I read. And then I'm selfishly anxious, because it will be hard to find the right tone for this sentence, hard to deliver it. The recitations begin. The girl from North Carolina reads my fear, which is somehow diminished by her mild accent. I am scared that I will not have good friends. We discuss this fear, but the discussion does not touch me, because while this is not a false fear, it is a lesser one. But what level of thing is okay to say? Because then it is my turn, and I read the fear I drew. I am scared that I will go crazy. There is a silence. I think I know whose fear this is. Nathan is pale, even after all these days of sun.